Return to the Little Cottage on the Hill, written by Emma Davies and read by Alison Campbell.
Chapter 1. Clara gave the room one final sweep and, with a satisfied nod, collected the duster and can of polish from the coffee table. The gardener's cottage was clean, welcoming, and most importantly, ready for their new booking. Their first guest, Isabel, had stayed with them for 6 weeks and left only 2 days ago. But already Clara missed her and her music. She had got used to hearing the sweet notes of her violin floating on the warm evening air. Isabel had stayed for the entire summer, and by the end of it, she had no longer seemed like a guest at all. She had become one of the team at Joy's Acre Farm. Now that Tom had finished thatching the roof on the latest cottage to be renovated, it too was ready for occupancy, and a family would be arriving tomorrow for a 2-week stay. Clara glanced out of the window at the bright blue sky. What stories would their new guests bring with them, she wondered. It was mid-morning, but already the day was beginning to warm up as she walked outside and into the huge garden that surrounded the cottages. The sharp, cold tang of autumn air she'd felt when she woke this morning had mellowed with the sunshine, but it would be back come the evening. It was a time of year that Clara adored, and she was looking forward to the new rhythms and routines that came to the garden with every new season. The summer had been extraordinarily hot, and it had been a battle to keep everything watered and growing well. But looking around her now, at the riot of blooms in every colour of the rainbow and the burgeoning produce in the vegetable beds, her efforts were being truly rewarded. Clara picked her way down the path, mentally running through the numerous jobs she would need to attend to today. She would get to them all eventually. But first, she needed to check in with Maddie to make sure that nothing more was needed to prepare for tomorrow, which was shaping up to be rather an eventful day. A month or so ago, there had been great excitement when a documentary filmmaker called Adam Brooks had come to Joy's Acre looking for a location for a new series about rural businesses. The moment he had locked eyes on Joy's Acre, he'd known he had found the place, and had called for his team to spend a couple of days filming material which would be aired later on next year. Yesterday, though, Adam had been back in touch with a special request to return again, this time with a new proposition and someone else he wanted them to meet. They had no idea what was in store, but there was so much to do to prepare for the visit. The door to the Thatcher's cottage was wide open, and Clara could hear the drone of a vacuum cleaner coming from inside. She passed through into the kitchen and straight on into the living room where Maddie could be seen giving the colourful rug that covered most of the floor a rigorous once-over. Knowing that Maddie couldn't hear her, Clara smiled to herself as she crept forward and devilishly tapped Maddie on the shoulder from behind. Maddie jumped a foot in the air, whirling around in shock. Seconds later, a wide grin spread across her face as she realised it was Clara. "You ratbag!" she exclaimed, switching off the vacuum. "You nearly gave me a heart attack. I should have you fired." Clara calmly tucked her mane of long blonde hair behind her ears and grinned back, sticking her tongue out for good measure. "You and I both know Seth would just laugh. In fact, he'd be more likely to complain that he wasn't around to see the expression on your face." Maddie rolled her eyes. "You know him too well," she said. And Clara did. She and Seth had been friends for years, long before everyone else had arrived at Joy's Acre. Back then, it had just been the two of them. Seth working to rebuild the derelict farmhouse and cottages he had inherited, and her trying to coerce the overgrown mess of a garden into shape,